This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg. And of course, it's Thursday. It's time to talk about Main Street Eats with Sue Balcom.
Sue joins us once a week from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You want to talk about popcorn balls today, something nobody gives out on Halloween anymore.
Oh, and that is a travesty. That, do you remember, did you ever get a popcorn ball?
Not a homemade one.
I think dentists used to hand them out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because
yes. I think that's
sometimes they can pull a filling out, right?
Absolutely. If they're made correctly, they can. But we have to start a popcorn ball, of course, with popcorn, which is definitely a grain. I don't think that we grow popcorn up here in North Dakota for, you know, sale anywhere. But I know they do in Iowa. And I remember as a child reading some kind of crazy book about a family that opened up a squash and they found a buckle and somehow there was a fire on their farm and there was all this popcorn. They were drowning in popcorn because the field just popped up from the fire. But popcorn has been around for a really long time because it is considered a whole grain and it is kind of healthy for you until it becomes a popcorn ball.
Yeah. Well, the popcorn itself, though, what are the health benefits?
Well, as we all know, we eat a lot of popcorn where I come from. My mom used to make it for us almost every night of the week after supper as a snack, and it's high in fiber. It is low in fat and sugar if you just make popcorn with it. And it does have some vitamins and minerals. It's absolutely cholesterol-free. Based on the fact that you probably are doing air popping instead of, you know, there's cholesterol probably in whatever oil you select to make popcorn with. And I was the designated popcorn popper at my house. And what we did was, I'm not kidding you, when my folks had company, Sue, go make us some popcorn. And the one time I refused, I paid dearly for it. So we continued to make popcorn then for my parents. And I had this old, my mom had this old pressure cooker. It was heavy as all get out. And the cover was gone, but it had that ridge around the top. And then we just replaced it with a different cover. And I would be in charge of making popcorn. So I am a popcorn connoisseur. I do not like popcorn that comes in a bag that's made in the microwave because that is like not healthy for you and it doesn't have the best of all flavors. So this time of the year, we can find Boy Scouts selling popcorn and that's a pretty high quality popcorn with a pretty high quality price. But Orville Redenbacher, I find, makes probably the best popcorn on the market, and you can get what is called yellow hullless popcorn. The white popcorn has hulls in it when it's popped, and the yellow doesn't. So if you're going to make popcorn balls, you want to definitely get the hullless popcorn from the store.
I've got a little interjection here. There's a pandemic-related popcorn story out there, and that is because movie theaters are closed. This highest grade of popcorn, which they're the people who get it, is out there. And the people who produce popcorn, like all of Indiana, I guess, are desperate to find ways to move this very high-quality popcorn.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Popcorn ball will come back this year.
Yes.
Christmas trees. Remember when they were stringing Christmas trees?
Yes. I strung Christmas tree popcorn, and then I would save it from year to year.
Oh, my God.
And I wonder if it isn't like styrofoam.
Who does that?
Based.
I'm sorry. Did
I
you
do.
Just? What? No. Didn't mice eat this? Or?
I never even thought of that. I keep it. I've never had the problem, I guess. But my mom made popcorn balls for Halloween. It's just that people don't trust you anymore and kids don't go trick-or-treating because it's dangerous. And this year it's going to be colder than a you-know-what. Mm-hmm. And so the only one out are going to be the witches this Halloween. But I'm still making popcorn balls.
So what's one of your secret?
One of the things, and here it is, you need to absolutely sift your popcorn. Now you can do it like my mom did where she would put it in a big old bag and shake it. you're shaking down all the old maids. And then that way you just take the popcorn from the top. But if you make mass quantities, which of course, you know, I'm kind of into that production mode this time of year, you can get a hardware cloth that's got just enough space for those kernels to go through. And you sift that popcorn, sift the bad stuff out of that popcorn with a great big, huge, I use a big old storage bin that specifically I use for food items. And that way you don't get so much of that bad stuff in there. You're working with the fluffy kernels instead. And that way it's better for your teeth, as you mentioned.
I have lost a tooth to a granny, that's for
sure. Have you?
No. Yes, I have.
There's a lot of recipes out there, but my old favorite is still the one with the Karo syrup. And that's, you know, Karo syrup, not to be confused with corn syrup, is okay to use for popcorn balls. And it's funny, too, because there's a lot of people who've never made popcorn balls before. And the recipe includes a little baking soda and vinegar. At least my mother's does. And dark or light syrup, I prefer the dark, because it gives a more caramely flavor. And then, of course, a little teeny tiny butter, a little bit of salt, a little bit of vanilla extract, and you are simply boiling sugar and syrup together with butter, of course. And the more butter you put in, the more caramely kind of fattening popcorn you're going to get. This negates the health benefits. Okay, let's get that out there right now.
Well, my mother was from the South, and she used to... she didn't use the Karo syrup. She used molasses.
Oh, but that would be good. So you've got your popcorn popped and you've got your extra big kettle, because you definitely don't want this syrupy stuff running over your hands or your glass top stove, because sugar is the enemy of glass top stoves. And so you're boiling this until it reaches a gooey stage, and that can be tested by temperature, which I can't recall what the temperature is, but if you have a candy thermometer, it will say soft stage or hard stage on your thermometer, and you want this to be a soft stage syrup, meaning that it's not going to be crunchy, it's going to be chewy instead. But you can test that in a little bit of cold water. Like you drip a little bit of that syrup in there and then you rub it with your hands and you're like, yeah, I think I can manage to bite through that. And then you know it's done. And then you add that, there's a little vinegar in my mom's recipe, and then you add a little bit of baking soda, which kind of breaks that up into this big foamy mass. And that way it coats your popcorn easier. And so you dump that in there and then you be very careful and make your popcorn balls with cold water at your side, because the stuff is really hot and it can burn your little fingers if they're not like mine, leather. I have leather hands anymore.
I bet.
But my mom's dad actually made her a popcorn ball maker out of two turned wooden cups that fit kind of inside each other, but not all the way. And you scoop up that popcorn and you give it a little twist and drop it into the cookie sheet or whatever. I let mine kind of cool off and dry off a little bit, but you can freeze popcorn balls if they last that long, because they never do at my house. I love popcorn balls. I think it's the chew, you know. But if you want to be on a diet, don't make popcorn balls. But popcorn is just a wonderful thing. And I miss the movie theater popcorn. But I am greatly offended when they say to me, would you like butter on that? And I'm like, do you have butter?
Do you have real
butter? Because what they put on there is not butter. So we eat ours plain, and we eat big tubs of it when we go to the movies.
Yeah.
I pass on the butter, too. But when I'm making it at home, sometimes I am conscious of, you know, the oil or whatever I'm making that with. And there are these air poppers out there. I some people may not like them, but I don't mind the flavor of air pop popcorn.
Well, how much butter do you put on it when it's popped?
I'm not a butter popcorn guy. I like it plain.
And that's when it's really good for you. And it is palatable. I mean, it's okay to eat that. And if you're going to make it, we use those stir crazy poppers. Like, we have gone through four of those already in my lifetime. Stir crazy popcorn makers are the best. Hmm. And you can make the sugary popcorn that you can get at art fairs in those things and everything. I use coconut oil.
Yeah, when I'm making popcorn, coconut oil. But then I like to drizzle with avocado or walnut or olive oil. And then I do pepper.
Oh, God,
and
I love walnut oil.
Nutritional yeast, actually. That's what I like on my popcorn.
Oh, that's good. A little bit of fresh Parmesan never hurt. Ooh, once,
yeah,
in a while,
right,
either.
Mm-hmm.
But coconut oil will definitely make your popcorn less greasy.
Yeah.
My mom told me one time, or was it my grandmother told me one time, they went to someone's house, and when they served popcorn as a snack, because they always lunched before they went home, they were given popcorn in a bowl with a spoon so they could keep their hands from getting greasy.
Oh, wow.
I know, special, right? Now, just on a final note here, don't go out and steal popcorn from the field next to your house, because popcorn is a special variety of corn that you can grow if you wish. I think that Prairie Road Organics actually has a black popcorn seed that you can get from them if you want to try and grow your own. But definitely make a couple popcorn balls for Halloween, don't you think?
Yes.
I'll let you.
Bon appetit. We check in with Sue Velkom every week. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Oh, thank you, guys.